You know,
well, I call it faucet.
Well, that's, I have the faucet in the bathroom, yeah, and then one in the kitchen, but I think it's called the, I can't think of what we call
so
it.
If it was on a barrel outside.
Oh, in a barrel. Well,
just out in the yard somewhere, maybe.
Uh-huh. Well, I speak of mine in the yard as the faucet.
Yes, sir. Now, if it came out of the ground, the for water, and you
uh-huh,
use the water.
That's what I'm talking about, the hole.
That'd be the...
Oh, yeah. The,
you call that the
you
faucet?
You got one in the yard, you yes, know, faucet.
And if you had a big rain barrel outside that you might capture the rain in, you might have something on there to get water out of.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Well, I guess it would be the same thing. We never did have that.
So you call that the faucet too? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
If you go to the grocery store and you buy a few cans of food or something, what do they put them in for you to carry home?
Well, we call them in this area bags, paper bags.
Yes, sir.
I think some areas call them pokes.
Oh, really?
North Georgia, they do. Yes. I visited in North Georgia.
Yes, sir.
And those natives up there coming into the store, would you'd hear them say, mention putting my groceries in a poke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You might carry, you might see
that'd
it.
That'd be a sack.
Yes, sir. Well, if you had chickens or something and you wanted to buy 100 pounds of chicken
mm-hmm,
feed, what would that come
well,
to?
Well, we usually speak of the large things as a bag, or 25-pound sack, or 50-pound sack, or
yes,
bags. Sometimes they're spoken of as bags.
And if it's made out of a cloth, though, it's a
uh-huh,
brown, rough cloth, and you might see them at a grain mill or something. What would you call that? Just
same thing.
Just a sack.
I've never heard them called any other. Oh.
Well, have you ever heard of a croaker sack?
Yes. Now, a croaker sack is a real coarse, real, I can't think of the word, but you know, it's coarsely grained like,
oh, yes,
and usually a tan color.
Yes, well, what would you carry in that?
Croaker sack, let me see, what did we used to get in that? Oh, I think maybe the fertilizer for fields came in those croaker sacks.
Oh, yes, sir.
But you know, they had changed over at the present time to, they put all that stuff in heavy paper bags now.
Yes, sir. What do you call a small musical instrument that you might hold in your mouth and you blow on it?
That's a harmonica.
Yes, sir. Have you ever heard any other names for that?
Harp. We used to call them harps when I grew up.
Yes, sir. And there's another small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick it. What's that called? Do you know what that would be?
I don't really know.
Well, have you ever heard of a Jew's harp, maybe?
Yes.
What's that?
Well, I think that's the kind you blow, you put in your mouth and blow like a harp, like I said, a harp.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that's not, you wouldn't call it that. You just call it a harp. Is that
uh-huh,
right? And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle and it goes like this? Children sit on the ends of it and go up and down.
See, I know what you're talking about. What do you call them? What do you call them?
Well, they're called by a lot of different names. It's a, it has a
say one and maybe I'll think of what I've always heard.
Well, I call it a seesaw.
Yeah, seesaw, that's right. That's what we've called them through the years.
Did you know of any other names for that?
I just couldn't think of seesaw.
Yes, sir.